Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. Today is the 4th of November 2016. This is my audio blog. I was listening to a Napod Pomo post by one of the people who are participating in Napod Pomo. I'm not going to mention the name for reasons which will become obvious. This particular individual said that they'd been trolled on Twitter for calling out a piece of behaviour from a company or an individual representing a company. And he described that he had experienced something, a piece of service which was not up to scratch, and had reached out to the company on Twitter with a public tweet to complain, and had been then attacked by lots of other people who said that he was interfering with somebody's job. There weren't a lot of details in the audio book, so I had a look on Twitter to see what'd gone on, and yes, indeed, there was a tweet where he had tweeted at the company and said, "Your delivery driver has just committed some kind of road, inconsiderate driving type of situation, so pulled out in front of me or something like that, and then stuck two fingers up at me." That was what the complaint was. The company then replied and asked for further details about where and when it was, so that they could follow up. So I think the objection from the trolls is that the people that called him out on this was that you're grassing up on somebody, and it could affect their job. So the implication is that the particular grocery store who had a delivery van being driven by this individual, that they would follow up with, find out who the driver was, and take up the matter with the driver and discipline or warn or dismiss or whatever, would take some action in with that driver. And that this was some kind of, by calling it out on Twitter, that he had been in some way doing something antisocial by calling this out, and he was a grass. Now, so the advice that he was giving on his audio book was, well, yeah, don't do it. Don't give feedback to companies on Twitter with a public tweet. Not sure really I agree with that, because it sounds like I'm speaking to the person who did this audio book. It sounds like you're being cowered into keeping shtum about this.
Yeah, so why should you not do it?
Hello, JN2N's here. Hello. Oh,
hello.
Hello, JN2N. It's JN2N, my lovely wife.
Who said she wasn't going to be on the boo. So why did you say that you shouldn't do that? Just to protect yourself from being trolled?
Yes.
Or because the action of calling out that kind of wrong behaviour, because that is wrong.
The trolling.
Oh, so just to protect yourself from trolling.
My understanding is that the advice that this Napod Pomo poster was that they don't want to be attacked by trolls, and therefore they're not going to call out companies on behaviour like that in the future.
Well, if there's another way of contacting the company. I'm just concerned that a lot of companies you can only contact on Twitter or Facebook these days, and then everybody can see it. So does that then necessarily mean that you wouldn't be able to contact them about something like this, about any kind of complaint you have. I mean, I did think before that maybe some companies do this, you know, you can only contact us like this to avoid people coming up with complaints, because many people wouldn't want to air sort of dirty laundry in public and then being asked for details and whatever. It's all a little bit awkward. So I was wondering whether companies do this on purpose anyway, to, you know, to not have you contact them too much. So that's why they go all, oh yeah, you know, contact us via social media. I don't know, maybe that's just my suspicion. Because I actually found that I wanted a phone number for a company to phone them up about something, and then found that the only way of getting in contact with them is via Facebook, where obviously I have to like them first before I can do anything. And then they will forever come up in my feed because I once liked them. And they will think that I like them when all I want to do was contact them about one of their products. And then also, everybody else in my feed can see what I'm saying to them, and I might not want to do that. Sorry, carry on. What?
No, I think that's very, very interesting what you're saying there. Hmm, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, companies that that offer really good customer service should be open to communication through all sorts of channels, from a variety of channels.
I think
a number of different channels, that whichever channel would suit the individual, the customer.
Because, I mean, a lot of
the
time...
Be available everywhere, not just available one way.
Might not fit in a tweet anyway, what you want to say. You know, not everything fits in a tweet.
Well, some of the best customer service exchanges that I've seen have been, and have been reported widely have been in public tweets. And, and there have been some really good examples of really good customer service.
Yeah, that have, sure, that have occurred that way.
And
it's very easy for them to then show, oh, look, we have such great customer service. And then you can have immediately hundreds and thousands, millions of people can see how great your customer service is because you're doing it via tweets. So the whole world can see how brilliant your customer service is.
But what I've also seen...
I don't care, because I see people do that on Facebook. They're absolutely super friendly and nice when it's something that everybody can see. But if it's something where you contact them one-to-one, then they might ignore you. So, and I wonder whether companies do the same thing, because you don't know what's going on a one-to-one basis. But if I'm a customer, then I would want them to spend time on me personally if I contact them with something individually without everybody seeing and them being able to show off how great they are. And I've had some great, you know, I've had some great customer service recently where they've just phoned me up and then just dealt with me, and they didn't do it, you know, and it wasn't then tweeted, oh look, this is how great we were with Mrs. So and so.
Yeah, but where I see that working really well for companies is where you tweet them, if you choose to tweet them, and then they reply back and say, can you please DM me the details of whatever it is, and that way then the conversation can start off if it starts off in a public way, it can turn into then a private channel, so you can exchange private information that you don't want to spread on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think if this particular retailer, this particular grocer that was involved in this particular incident had reached out to him and done it privately, then I think the experience would have been a lot better for the person, because they wouldn't have been, they'd have sent just one tweet saying, oh, XYZ grocery, your driver has just stuck their fingers up after cutting me up or something, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
If the grocer just replied and said, please DM me the details, whatever, that would have been the end of it, but in the public space, and you wouldn't have got trolled. Yeah. So I don't know whether it's because they chose to continue the conversation.
Maybe that's the inexperience of whoever does the social media account for that particular grocer, that they should know by now that if people come with complaints that they get trolled, because some people don't seem to have anything better to do than just troll people just for trolling.
But I think...
Whether it's deserved or not.
To come back to the original question, I think absolutely call out the company in whichever method, and if it helps to do it in a public way, like doing it on Twitter, then do, because I think that If you've got delivery drivers going around, they are trained in how to best represent their brand, because they are representing, when they turn up at your door with your groceries in their crates or bags or whatever it is, they're given a script. They're trained on how to communicate because they are the face of the company in that particular exchange, and. But I think the point is that they're still the face of the company when they're driving around, not just when they're at the doorstep or when they're in your house dropping off your groceries.
Mm-hmm.
They are the face of they're representing their brand and their employer when they drive around with a van with the logo on the side.
Of course.
So
can you imagine a huge logo of whatever company driving around like a maniac? You'd remember that, wouldn't you?
Exactly. And it's been the case for decades.
Or killing someone. I mean, that would be in the paper, wouldn't be great news for the company, would it?
Correct. And it's been the case for decades that lorries have been driving around with "How's my driving? Phone this number."
Mm-hmm.
So companies long before Twitter existed, have been inviting people to give feedback about drivers, and you know, give people the opportunity to, I'm going to use air quotes now, grass you up as a driver. You know, they've been given the people the opportunity to do that. It's not antisocial to do that. It's quite right to reach out to a company and say, there's a bloke driving around in a van with your logo on the side of it, and he is driving in an inappropriate way, and he is using hand gestures or
whatever. Yeah, that's the antisocial thing.
That is the antisocial behaviour, and that driver needs to be trained, retrained, disciplined, whatever, to correct their behaviour, to tolerate that kind of behaviour for the sake of not being trolled on Twitter, that's a bad indictment on society, really. If you're too scared to call it out,
right. It's just, it'd be a different way of calling it. It needs to be called out, just in a different way.
Do call it out, but retailers, if you are, or people that operate social media accounts on behalf of companies, Do try and take care.
They need with training this as well. When it's better to take it private.
Yeah.
And take it private. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So yeah, there you go. That's my thoughts. Sorry, I've gone way over 10 minutes.
Well, that's because I got in again. Sorry, that's all my fault.
No. You rescued me. You rescued me from a very boring boo. Thank you.
Oh, you're so nice.
Thanks for listening. Toodle boo.
Bye.